Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, last night, Tom Jones took to the stage in Belfast to perform to 5,000 music fans. This comes days after a crowd of 10,000 people gathered for the Féile an Phobail on the Falls Road over the weekend. So with live music back on the agenda in Northern Ireland, what plan is in place for performers and events organisers here at home? Event producer and promoter Shane Dunn attended the gig last night in Belfast and he joins us on the line now. Shane, you're welcome to the programme.
Hey, Cormac.
What was the gig like last night?
It was fantastic. You know, Tom Jones might be 81, but, you know, he's still up there for 90 minutes. Nothing wrong with the vocal cords. Really, really good. A bit surreal, I guess, for people like me, you know, to see some of my colleagues who we wouldn't have seen maybe since September of 2019, you know, with that kind of summer season that we work. But great to see, you know, riggers back in the roof and engineers behind their desks and people back at work.
Yeah, and you must have felt mixed emotions in a way. Great to be at the gig, but a bit sad, I assume, that it wasn't in a gig organised by yourself or a gig in Dublin.
Yeah, look, it is. It was definitely mixed emotions. You know, we've had multiple kind of kicks in the stomach over the last, you know, number of months. You know, we're in a scenario now where, you know, outdoors we can do 200 people unless we have a venue, you know, bigger than 5,000 where you can do 500 seated, socially distanced. You know, very difficult situation, you know, a non-entity really, you know, not commercially viable. And then we get told, you know, we got to wait again, you know, with every other industry open, aviation is open, you know, indoor hospitality is open, and we're still kind of sitting there waiting. And kind of, I suppose, the question for us is, you know, what do we do? You know, and when, you know, the minister hasn't released a plan, we're told we'll get it on the 26th or 27th of, yeah, of August. She's had plans from industry since June of last year. So she's had the plans for 13 months. So we don't really know why we have to wait for another 3 or 4 weeks.
I suppose the reason they would give is that they're making significant progress on the vaccination rollout, they would say. And it's a gradual reopening. And the last thing they want to do is return to the disastrous reopening of last Christmas. Isn't that right?
And that's absolutely. And look, none of us, we work in an industry where, you know, we're very highly legislated against, or not against, but, you know, when we apply for an event license, it goes through multiple statutory agencies. You know, we employ fire safety officers, COVID safety officers now, you know, safety managers. You know, we know what we're doing. We know how to run safe events. Mm-hmm. This was the question being, you know, you look at the Gaiety last weekend with a play, and they're limited to a capacity of 50 in a venue with 1,200 seats, where if you walked out the door across the road into the pub, there's 150 people in there. So, you know, why is one industry getting preferential treatment, I suppose, over another? And you talk about the vaccine rollout, and you're 100% right. You know, Paul Reid continuously says, by the end of August, every adult who wants a vaccine will be vaccinated. By the middle of September, probably every 12-year-old and up who wants a vaccine will be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. But yet, we're being told that we won't get a roadmap till the end of August, which will mean that September is wiped. You know, we're an industry that needs a lead time to put on events. You know, we can't be told on a Friday that you can start again on Monday. We need, normally, you know, for a licensed event, 13 weeks for the license process even. Yeah. So the summer is going to be lost again.
Yeah, you've lost the summer, but I suppose the Minister Catherine Martin would say she's allocated €50 million to the live performance sector, and the live performance support scheme is part of that. But like, is that enough, I wonder, to keep you going until the reopening plan later in the month?
No, look, my festival was lucky enough to get a grant, but that €50 million was allocated in the budget in October of last year. You know, the industry lobbied really hard for it from a standing start. You know, we didn't have a lobby group. We didn't have a vintners or, you know, the restaurant association. We had to start from scratch. That €50 million was announced in October, and none of it has hit anybody's pocket yet, and won't until probably October of this year. So, you know, 12 months later, it's a kind of a constant thing, really, with our industry and the department, in that everything seems to move exceptionally slowly. The LPSS is €25 million, so what should have been 50 really was halved. €1 million was given to Patrick's Festival, which is a, you know, an already funded entity. You know, it's been divvied up and kind of set businesses against each other, really. But for the big issue in our sector is those industries, those businesses that supply the outdoors, you know, supply everything from small regional festivals right up to the electric picnics. Mm-hmm. You know, they have loads of kit, millions of euros worth of kit sitting in warehouses. You know, they got maybe 6 months of a break from the bank from March to September of last year.
But the squeeze is going on.
Knocking. you know, yeah. they're ineligible. They couldn't apply for CRSS, they couldn't apply for reopening grant. So all of it now is all a little bit too little and too late.
And the sector, you say, is hemorrhaging people, experienced riggers and sound people and so on. You saw an awful lot of heads that you know from the scene in Dublin working now in Belfast.
Yeah, a lot of them up there. I think the bigger thing we've seen in the South is that people in our industry have gone in, or stayed in the South, but they've gone into other industries. So they've gone into to TV, into film, some of them out of the arts and kind of culture sector altogether. And a load of people that I know have moved to the UK, you know, because there's work there. You know, they're open. You know, you Latitude a few weeks ago, you'd have 100,000 people at Reading Festival in 2 weeks' time. And whether they've come back, you know, it's hard to know, but lots of businesses are gone as well. You know, people have lost their businesses, you know, couldn't pay the bills. And what we did see at the start, going back to last summer, was a lot of that kit, a lot of those lights and those screens and that audio equipment was bought by companies in Australia and Dubai. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's gone now and it's not coming back.
Well, I suppose the message from government, and it's not for me to give the message, but in terms of balance, is that they want to move steadily, gradually forward so they don't have to move backwards again. But that's no sucker to people who've wrapped up or closed their business, I suppose, in your sector. Look, let's talk again, Shane, when we have the reopening plan for your sector close to the end of the month, and we'll see if there's any signs of hope. But Shane Dunn, Managing Director of Independence, thanks a million for talking to us on the programme.